Ladies and gentlemen, today we are all homosexuals. You, me, every legislator, every staff member, every visitor to this Capitol is gay. And when the basic... Because we are all Americans, and because we are all Pennsylvanians. And when the basic human rights of any group are threatened, then no one's rights are safe. Forty-five years ago next month, President John F. Kennedy stood before the Berlin Wall and pronounced in his famous speech, Ich bin ein Berliner. He told the people of Germany that he and all free men, wherever they lived, were citizens of Berlin. He told them that although they bore the physical and emotional suffering, that burden was not just theirs alone, but it was an offense against humanity. He told them that freedom is individual, it is indivisible, and when one man is enslaved, not all are free. So in that spirit, I stand here today in solidarity with you. And I stand here knowing that freedom is at risk in this building. Although I hope that we do not see it happen, it is possible that a legislative body could vote to embed discrimination in our Constitution by taking away the rights of a particular group of people based on their sexual orientation. I stand here today as someone who has placed great value on the guarantees of our Constitution from a very young age because I personally felt the sting of discrimination. Although no one tried to take away my rights by legislative fiat, I was also often treated as someone different, someone who did not enjoy the same status as other Americans because I was of Italian descent with an Italian last name. Other children at the school I attended were not allowed to come to my birthday parties because I was an Italian kid from South Philadelphia. My family, my ethnic group, and where I lived was looked down upon. There were certain places that we were not welcome. So I don't have to imagine discrimination. I lived it growing up, which is one reason that the promises of freedom and equality in our Constitution were more than just a civics lesson for me. It was personal. I grew up putting great stock in the writings of Thomas Jefferson, who said that all men are entitled to life, liberty, and think about this in today's debate, the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, who observed in 1789, in a letter to James Madison, that the tyranny of the legislature is the most formidable dread at present and will be for many years to come. How prophetic! That warning is just as valid today as it was 200 years ago. The fears expressed by Jefferson and Madison and the other founding fathers were behind the Constitution that forms the basis of our government. They understood that the tyranny of the majority represents the greatest threat to individual liberty in any society. That is why they insisted on a constitution that guarantees the rights of minorities. Our Pennsylvania Constitution is supposed to do the same, yet an effort is underway in this building to distort the purpose of that sacred document by using it to take away rights rather than protect them. I made a comment last week about this General Assembly and slavery. As I later said, it was exaggerating to make a point that just because a majority approves something doesn't make it right. I understand why my comments were upsetting to some people and why some people may have been offended. And yet, there will be votes cast in the Senate this week, perhaps not literally to enslave anyone, but nevertheless, to relegate some people to a second-class citizenry by preventing them from enjoying the rights of a union as a loving couple. That is wrong.